Gold.
I want more gold. Again.
Gold.
Gold. I want more. Keep it going. Everything I touch, it turns to gold. Everything I touch, it turns to gold. 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 I want more gold. He was the richest man in the world. He lived on the Isle of Crete with his daughter, the princess. And they had great rose gardens. People would come from all over the world to the Isle of Crete where they lived and would buy their precious roses for kings, queens, princesses, and emperors. And one day, the king was walking by himself through the roses, and all of a sudden he found one of those little genie lamps. He picked it up, he rubbed it, out came this genie.
I'll grant you one wish.
One wish? What's with the one wish? Why don't I get three wishes?
Well, with the economy the way it is, stock market up and down, uncertainty in the private sector, we've had to cut back. One wish, anything at all, what do you want?
Well, that's easy, said King Midas. He said, I want everything that I touch to turn into gold.
But that's a curse, not a blessing. Why would you ask for that?
What are you, my genie or my conscience? Fork it over, dude.
All right, your wish is my command and all that stuff. Boom.
He disappeared back into the genie lamp, and when he did, the genie lamp in King Midas's hands turned to pure gold. He set it down in the roses. He went over to the path. He touched the rocks of the path. Every rock turned to pure gold. He put his hands on the bench. The bench turned to pure gold. King Midas reached down, grabbed a handful of roses to celebrate, brought them down to smell them. But they didn't smell beautiful at all. They didn't smell like anything, for they had turned into gold. He tossed them under the golden rocks, and they shattered as they touched. And he said to himself, well, I'll never be able to pick and then smell another rose as long as I live. Ah, but it's a small price to pay for all this. Ready? Gold. Gold. I want more gold. Again. Gold. Gold. I want more. Keep it going. Everything I touch, it turns to gold. Everything I touch, it turns to gold. Gold, gold, I want more gold. He ran up to the palace, threw his arms around the pillar of the palace. The pillar turned to pure gold. And all of a sudden, the whole palace began to turn golden before his eyes. He went inside into the throne room. He had one of those cool lazy boy reclining thrones with a little footrest poppy uppy thing down there. He sat down, kicked it up, he said, ah, yes. But it wasn't as comfortable as he remembered. Instead, it was hard and cold, for his throne had turned to pure gold. And he said to himself, well, I'll never be comfortable sitting or lying down ever again. Ah, but it's a small price to pay for all this gold. Gold. I want more gold. Again. Gold. Gold. I want more. Keep it going. Everything I touch, it turns to gold. Everything I touch, it turns to gold. 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 I want more gold. Order out an extra large pizza with lots of pepperoni. Break out the puffy cheese curls and root beer. Tonight we celebrate. All of his servants brought all of the food. He sat down at the table. He grabbed a mug of root beer and lifted it up to his lips. But the moment that the liquid root beer touched his tongue, it turned to liquid gold. He grabbed a handful of puffy cheese curls. He popped them in his mouth. Like trying to eat golden puffy cheese curls, because he was trying to eat golden puffy cheese curls. And he said to himself, well, I'll never be able to eat or drink anything ever again. Ah, but it's a small price to pay for all this gold. Gold. I want more gold. Again. Gold. Gold. I want more. Keep it going. Everything I touch, it turns to gold. Everything I touch, it turns to gold. Gold, gold. I want more gold. Just at that moment, his daughter stepped into the throne room. Tears were in her eyes. She was holding the shattered pieces of rose from the path. Oh, Father, someone is turning our roses into gold. They don't smell beautiful anymore. They shatter when you drop them. Please, Father, make it stop. Oh, my daughter, come here. I promise no one will turn any more of your precious roses into gold. Now, come here, come here. Let me give you a big hug. He wrapped his arms around his daughter. He felt her body stiffen beneath him. And as he stumbled backward, there, with a golden tear on her cheek, was the lifeless statue of his daughter. No, he cried, no. He ran outside. He began to search through those rose bushes to find the golden lamp. And some say it took him a day, and some say it took him a year. But he found that lamp and he rubbed it again. Out came the genie.
Yes, what do you want? One wish, anything at all.
Take it away, take it all away. Bring my daughter back.
But if I take your gift, I take your gold. Do you understand me?
I don't care anymore. Take it away.
All right. Your wish is my command and all that.
Back into the lamp. And as King Midas set it down, it wasn't golden anymore. He went over to the path and he saw that the rocks were turning from gold back to gray and to brown. His palace wasn't golden. And as he walked up, he heard someone laughing. And he saw, running out of the door, his daughter with a mouth full of puffy cheese curds. Hello, Daddy! He threw his arms around her. And old King Midas, I'm happy to say, learned a very important lesson that day. That gold and silver don't matter that much compared to the lives of the people we touch.